Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is Friday, January 12th, and I'm Julia Cannon. We've been talking ahead of the show, so hey, I don't know who I am, where I am, what I am tonight, because we've had a whole show before the show, and it's already convoluted like you wouldn't believe. So when I'm with these ladies, hey, you know, it doesn't matter, does it? So as you can see, I'm with the mod squad here, my wonderful team. I'm so excited. This is my wonderful, wonderful, like, wonderful people. Yeah, exactly. High energy. And it's been showing. It's been crazy here. okay. We have, before we get going here, just a couple of announcements as we enter the new year and all this new energy. We have some classes coming up because we have some new things coming up as well. The first official class we have coming up is in February next month. It's our Level One Companion class in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yay!
Suzanne will be doing. Yes. And it's already got quite a few people in it, which is really cool. And that's really, this class is really cool, what's happening with it. So very excited about it. And anyway, so that's happening. If you want to know more about it, go to our website. And we might talk a little bit about it tonight as far as what that class is about and what it does. Anyway, go to qhhtofficial.com or DoloresCannon.com to get more information on the classes. And then we have that class. And then we have, let's see, that's February, March. Okay, then April. Trying to think, where are our classes? Okay, April we have, Level Two class coming up, and then after that, that's when we have, then everything starts really kind of coming into gear. I know it's a little bit later this year, and it's because we have some things that we're working on that I've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and that's why things are a little bit, it seems like there's nothing happening, but I've been promising you there's a lot happening. So then all of a sudden, that's when it'll all start, you'll see it coming, and you're going, oh my goodness. So it's worth
just checking the website, right, for all these new things that are coming
just
out.
Keep checking the website, and we'll put notices out as well as I'll keep telling you here. I'll keep taunting you here. That's what I do, right? Anyway, yeah, more wonderful things are coming. I promise you, it's all wonderful. So, anyway, so who I have here today or tonight? It's night, isn't it? I don't know. Like I said, I don't know where I am, who I am, what I am. Yeah, what I am is a question too. So, okay. Anyway, Mod Squad, yay! our wonderful moderators from the QHHT Official Global Forum. Yes, Suzanne Spooner, Diane Morrison, and Marilyn Dyke. I was trying to make sure I get everybody's names right. I was like, almost, how about I combine names and make you all, you don't know who you are either.
We're all one.
Exactly, we're blended. So welcome, everyone. So excited you're here. So
Thank you.
We have a special show that we're going to do tonight. This came about as we were exchanging emails. We do that. We have these messages, group message emails that we do. And we were just talking about some things and just some oddity things that were kind of coming across our desk and things, or whatever you want to call it. And it was just, yeah, our radar. Exactly. That's good. And it was just like, well, that's just really interesting. And then I think it was Suzanne just said, well, that might make a good show. And it's like, I think it would. that's how this came about. So, then it became, okay, well, how is best to bring it out here so it doesn't, you know, so we can bring it in the most positive light, because that's how we want to do it. So Suzanne, that was your idea. So how about you kick it off then?
Well, I think, you know, we were in this conversation, we were really honing in on what is first, the best case scenario for people who are seeking QHHT session. What's a great QHHT session? What are the practitioners taught to provide? And then the conversation got to some information that comes into the office, and to each of us, we get emails daily from people that sometimes have some questions about things that happened in their sessions with different practitioners around the world, wondering if that was done properly or not. So we just thought it'd be maybe a good idea to talk about, you know, what should be expected, I guess, to have a really great QHHT session, and then some things that happen that are probably not the most beneficial, just so people understand that there is a template that we hope that practitioners are following in order to serve the clients in their highest and best way.
Right. Yeah. Because like what we're finding a lot of times when people or potential clients call in is a lot of times it's a matter of educating. It's just knowing what is normal, like you saying, what is kind of expected, or sometimes it most of the time it's just expectations of what it should be, you know, or whatever. And it's like, okay, or this is it's, or it's the nomenclature or something. And it's just, no, this is what is, it may be a range, it may be a this or whatever. And it's just, and so that's what we want to do today, is kind of give, this is what is taught, this is what is in the field. And so we're going to try and do our best to give you a better understanding of
what you can expect, what should happen in a great QHHT session.
Right, exactly. Okay, so where do we want to start with?
Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. Where have we heard that before? Where's a good place? Start at the beginning.
Well, we have to start with Dolores in her sessions, you know. I mean, you know, you can go right back to the master of, you know, how she conducted her sessions, which is how she taught all of us to conduct ours, right? And then sometimes, you know, without even sometimes without intention, they get off. So why don't we talk about how long a session should go?
Yeah. And that's a great place to start, because we're hearing things all over the place. And that was one of the things that when somebody called in, they were like, that's what they were hearing. It's like they were calling different practitioners, and some were telling them a session was 2 hours long and they were being charged for 2 hours long. And then some are saying, oh, there can be they're 4 to 5 hours long or six, you know, but they might go longer. So, and they were like, and that's when they called us. They said, well, why am I hearing so many different answers? And that was a good question, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like that. That's not what they're taught.
Yeah. No, and that's one thing I like to always emphasize when a potential client contacts me, is that this may take much longer than 4 to 6 hours. So, and to be prepared for that, and to keep that day for themselves, because I set aside my entire day for them, day and evening really, and to allow it to be whatever it is. So I think, you know, they have to know it doesn't happen often, but it there is the potential for that. So because I've had clients who have you know, walked in and said, well, I have to pick up my kids at 3, will I be done? Well, no, you know. So just to know that there is the potential for it to go even longer, but definitely, you know, a good session, a normal session, you're looking between 4 and 6 hours. Is that about the same for you guys? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, I had an interview last week that went 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the session. That's not even before we get to the hypnosis part. So, you know, that was a 7-hour session from beginning to end easily. So, you know, I think, you know, the way I like to put it is that it goes as long as it needs to go. I think when you start saying, you know, it can only go 2 hours, it can only go 4 hours, you know, if it's more than that, then we're going to have to change this. Then that messes everything up. It really just needs to go as long as it needs to go, because this is a day unlike any other in their life. And there's so much potential for great growth and understanding of their self that you don't want to rush it, and you don't want to feel like you're on the clock. And, you know, both the, you know, the client needs to know that, you know, if they need to be picking up little people, that they have to have this arranged ahead of time. Because when you, once you feel rushed, either the practitioner or the client in that scenario, you're not going to get as deep, and you're not going to have as much benefit. So, you know, I just think, you know, to be able to say this, you know, we've got the day set aside. It's typically, you know, at the very least 4 hours, and probably going to be 6 to 7 hours. And let's do the best that we can for you, and have no time limits. To me, that's just a hard place to start.
Well, I don't think it really works that well to have time. It's in this, in what we're doing.
We're so above and beyond, you know, to infinity and beyond with this.
What is time?
Foreign concept, let's put it that way.
You know, I just want to say too, like, a 5-hour interview is not uncommon. And I'm just thinking today I had a gentleman who needed to get on the road by dark. We started at 8:30. We didn't get to the induction, the hypnosis part, until 1:20. And we could have gone on for a lot longer, because not everybody has a place where they can talk about these, their life, first of all, and what's been happening to them and why they're coming to us. We're all ears. We're truly doing this. We are all here, and we don't have time to, because we're open to listen, and they're going to be able to say what they need to say with us, not any time. And we really do make ourselves available. It's really, it's a labor of love. You can't even really say labor. It's really here. So lucky. All about loving and supporting our clients, allowing them to talk and your business. And that's very atypical type of work. But the way this works. So today, 7 hour session, and I felt like, because I knew that he had to get on the road, and I knew I had to do. But it's not.
Right. So, go ahead, Suzanne.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, back to, you know, what Diane's saying and how special this day is, you know, how many days of our lives do we have time set aside where somebody is sitting with you and unconditionally and unjudgmentally is asking to hear your whole life story, to help you solve all the great mysteries of this life and to understand why you're going through what you're going through, either in your physical body or in your emotional experiences throughout this life. And, you know, if it's shortened or abbreviated, or you're feeling like you're on a schedule, then you can't explore the way that you need to in order to receive the most amazing gift, which occurs in these sessions when they're done properly. I mean, this should be a life-changing day, unlike any other, and you want to be prepared for it, and you need to start off by not feeling rushed or on the clock.
Absolutely. And that's why you, yeah. So there we go. That's why there is no limit to the time of the session. So,
right. You know, and I don't know, Diane, I'm going to ask, maybe if you sit a little bit closer to your laptop, you were kind of cutting out on me. I'm not sure if others were picking up.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I didn't catch too much.
There you go.
Yeah.
When you lean forward, I could hear you a little better.
Okay. And now
better.
I don't see Julia anymore right now.
Uh-oh. I bet she'll be back on here in just a second.
Okay.
Am I?
You're everywhere, Julia. But
oh, I know why I went out. I know why I did. Okay.
So, you know, besides the, you know, I guess if we want to kind of dissect this, so the things that we hear about happening sometimes in sessions that aren't so great is doing that interview perhaps ahead of time on a different day than the day of their actual session. And that doesn't work for a couple of reasons, right?
Right. There needs to be that flow, that rapport that is that you establish during the interview, then you want to flow right into the session. And if you have that separate days, there's no flow there.
Right. I think that's really hard. There she is.
I don't know how who knows what's going on. I told you.
Getting our lesson again.
You know, kind of a good example too of why we don't.
Yeah.
Diane.
Use technology for the in person.
See, that's why you don't do that.
Yeah.
There she is.
What was that?
Too much energy.
But see, this is why you don't use, this is proving her point. This is why you don't use this technology to do. The session.
Skype session. Well, let's talk about that, shall we?
Yes. This is why you only do sessions in person.
Yeah. Now let's talk about that, because you know that was an adamant expression of Dolores that you never, ever, ever do sessions on a computer, that you don't do them on the phone. For these reasons that we're showing you, there's interruptions and the energy is high and you can't disconnect from somebody and you can't connect to anybody, I don't think, as deeply as you can one-on-one sharing that space, right? And if I might just take, you know, this moment to say, you know, after Dolores passed over, quite quickly, there were people saying, oh, you know, I've heard from Dolores from the other side, and she says it's okay to Skype now, you know, because, you know, things are progressing, and, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I've been involved with Dolores and Julia, you know, from, you know, since 2012 to now. I wouldn't feel that there's anything that has changed that would change the quality of what we're doing as long as we're doing it in person. And, you know, those people that want that say that, you know, Dolores has reached out from the other side and said, you know, all of a sudden I changed my mind and hey, it's A-okay to do it by Skype. You just lose so much. I don't care how adamant you are that you can do this on here. You know, as lovely as it is to see the three of you and to have this conversation, it is still much different than when we're in a room together talking. And if I was sharing my most intimate details about my life story, I'm sorry, you know, this doesn't cut it for me, you know, because I'm looking down at my dog here and my other dog over there and my phone is on my lap and I'm looking out my window. And when I'm in my office with a client, you know, I am head to head, straight across from them, and 100% of my attention and energy goes to them and vice versa. And that's where the true beginnings of a deep and good connection begin, I think.
Yeah. It has to be in person. And yeah, we do know that people are doing a lot of different things out there, but this is to help clarify how you do it the way Dolores taught and the way she did it, so that we can set a template for people so they know what to look for.
And I think, you know, we've all heard from clients who have had that experience of an online session. And, you know, unfortunately, we probably hear, you know, everything that goes wrong with them. And it's, you know, that's too bad, because, you know, what a missed opportunity to have a profound experience that it's just like, you know, it's like, I don't know, 20% of what it could have been, maybe, or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, and then they won't know it until they actually have the real thing. You know, they think it's, because it probably is a good experience. It's, I mean, they're getting an experience. Let's just say it's an experience. They're getting an experience. And they think that's what it is. But they're not going to know until they get the real experience.
And they may or may not ever have that after their experience with whatever they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is probably a good time to do this together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Yeah. Well, it really sets me off a little bit, because, you know, I understand, you know, why people want to do over a computer. It's easier and you can reach more people, and, you know, there isn't travel costs involved. Pippa doesn't like it either. you know, I understand that, but, you know, why short yourself this mind and heart expanding experience? You know, when we have practitioners all over the globe, and, you know, hopefully, you know, if there isn't somebody in your town doing it, there's someone, you know, close enough for you to travel to. And that's what it's about, is making that connection and trusting and being able to explore the deepest parts of your psyche in a way that's supported. And, you know, I just, you know, when people ask me about it, I say, you know, if somebody's telling you that they can do it on Skype, I would turn and run. That would be one of the last people I would ever have a session with.
Yeah, I mean, it's not QHHT at that point. If it's, you know, going in that direction, it's no longer QHHT, pretty much. Yeah.
Right, and that's what I've been telling people when they're calling, they're saying, well, they're saying that they can do this, you know, that they can do this 2-hour session, that they can do X, Y, and Z in this 2-hour time slot. I'm like, that's fine. They may be able to do this. But I'm telling you that that's not QHHT. And if you want what Dolores taught, then that's not what you're getting. And so then that's where we're educating. You know, it's like, that's not it. And I just want you to know that's not it. So there you go.
Yeah, it's good to note that, you know, in a session, I mean, we always ask our clients to have no expectations, and we have no expectations because it can go anywhere through through space. I mean, really, it's limitless. But so there's very little parameters there, mm-hmm. but this gives what we're talking about today gives the client something that they can in a modality that is very open and very fluid. These are some of the things that you can look for, that you want to look for in order to find the client that's the best fit or the practitioner that's the best fit for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point. And that's what we tell them, is call practitioners in your area, make contact, call them, email them, whatever, and find someone who resonates with you. That's what you're looking for, you know, and it's not the level necessarily that matters. It's you're wanting that person that you connect with, that you resonate with. Like Suzanne was saying, that one that you can trust, that you can bare your soul to, because that's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and which brings up another point, is people are so confused about these different levels and what do they mean. And, you know, ultimately, it's how do you resonate with that person?
Right.
That should be first criteria. And then, you know, you might consider the level. But really, it's that resonance between the person that is so important. That's going to make your session.
Yes. Yeah, because they've all been taught the same thing. They just have different levels or different, you know, amount of time they've been practicing, really. And then as they keep going, they have honing, they have more that they've been taught, you know, as far as really it's just honing and practicing.
Yeah. So
that's it.
And staying on track.
Yes. You know, when we...
They just keep getting more and more reminders, stay on track.
More new stuff comes up.
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you can have a fabulous, perfect session with a level one intern, a brand new practitioner, just as much as you can with a level three, mm-hmm. or a level two, or a regular level one. You know, sometimes those brand new ones out of the gate, they're doing the session so pure to the way that Dolores taught, that, you know, that's kind of what made Dolores amazing, is that if you just follow the way she taught, you'd start having these great sessions. I remember being a brand new person in a level one class going, oh my gosh, you know, there's no way I can have a session, you know, like Dolores, you know, and sure enough, you know, I think it was my second session. It was absolutely amazing. So that level one intern is a newer, I guess it's a newer designation that you've made, Julia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's just to let people know that this person has just come out of a class and they're in their first 10. They're having, you know, they're right out of the gate and they haven't even gotten 10. They're doing their first 10 people. So
yeah, and so the gift of using a practitioner of connecting
their first 10, something like that. It's defined on the site exactly what it is.
Yeah. Is that, you know, when they're in that time as an intern, they're gathering experience, right? They're because, as we just said, you know, these sessions, people go all over time and space. And so you need to have a lot of sessions to really understand all these different it's infinity of what we connect with here, so you never get all of it. But the gift of that level one intern is that they receive experience from giving you a session, and because they're just starting out, you know, this is between you and the practitioner, but the session is free, or maybe you can give them a nice free will offering, but you know, they haven't really set up shop yet because they're brand new. So you are helping them, they're helping you. And for those that can't or don't want to spend money or a lot of money in exchange for this or for more experience, I guess, that's a wonderful, wonderful way to have a QHHT session.
And I think it makes it really the what can happen in session, what your session can be like. There's really, I mean, even in classes, those level ones, they're coming back and they are having incredible sessions. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's the potential is there. So take advantage of it. Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm always amazed. That's my favorite day in the class, is when they come back after practicing and they come back and share. So it's just, yes.
Yeah. Because they do. They have everything that they need, and it is very fresh. Like you said, Sam, when I think about it, you know, there's no, they're just doing it right out
they're
of the gate.
They're excited.
So they taught, yes.
And it works. No bad habits for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, and then they get to, you know, after they've done 25 sessions, then they can go to level two. And that's where we're really honing their skills. You know, we give them a lot to kind of juggle there out of level one, and they do great with it. But level two is really kind of bringing it down to the fine tuning. And so, you know, if you have a level two practitioner near you, they've gone through that experience and have had probably more sessions, and you know, maybe they have hundreds of sessions. You just have to ask them. You know, everybody's a little bit different. There's level ones that are probably some that are more experienced than level twos. So, you know, that's why it's really important to send an email out, check out a website if they have that available, see how you feel about them, look at their picture listing on the Dolores Cannon and QHHT official websites, and see, you know, where you connect with them. And then the level threes are ones that are just, you know, the ones that are the...
Yeah, what the difference with the level three, actually, what it is, I mean, yeah, there's more honing, but what it is the level threes are the ones that we know what you're doing. Really, that's what the difference is. You've been approved, they've been approved, they've gone through everything. I mean, there may very well be level ones and level twos that are doing it exactly right, but we don't know about it. That's all it is. We don't know about it. They haven't gone through all the hoops that they have to go through to show us. You know, you have to provide, do a certain number of sessions and provide videos and do certain things to, you know, to show us what you've done.
It's like regular checks and balances.
Exactly.
Everybody's staying on track with the true teachings.
Mm-hmm. And
peer review.
And that's all it is. And the ones that are level threes have done these steps to show us that they are doing it. And then so that's all it is. We have, so I know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And they've got the seal of approval on them that they are doing it just like Dolores, just like they were taught. So if a client, if that's what they're looking for, they want someone that does the pure QHHT method, just like Dolores taught it, then okay, go to one of these people. They will know that they're getting that. They may very well get it with someone else, but they can't be sure of it there. They can be sure of it with a level three person. That's the difference. That's it.
So why don't we talk about prices? Because sometimes that comes up.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. That does come up a lot, you know, and even in an area, there's in one area that can be a lot of different prices. And then definitely across a country, there can be a lot of different prices. And then you take it out across the world, there are a lot of different prices. And then people ask us, well, even in the classes, they want us to tell them what to charge. And then clients call us and say, don't you have that regulated? And it's like, no, this is, you know, the practitioners do not work for us. They are not our employees. They do not work for us. They are their own contractors. They're their own employees, and they're their own people. They're in business for themselves. When they do this, they're their own businesses after this.
Independent contractors. Yep.
Yes. And they get their own business, you know. So, you know, we tell them, I mean, my goodness, when you have cities versus rural areas, you have a broad range of what can be charged. And then you take one country to another country. There's broad ranges of what can be charged, you know, as far as economic situations. So that's why you'll see the rates with such a broad spectrum. What we tell them is just you're going to have to, you know, look at similar services and then come up with rates that are, you know, that work and, you know, that feel right and everything like that. So they come up with their own rates. Now, it's up to you as the client to determine if that works for you. So it works both ways.
And, you know, and then again, I mean, it's just like anything else. If, you know, if you're in, I'm just going to give an example. If you're in London, you know, and the practitioner needs to rent space and they have overhead and, you know, the rates are going to be higher. Right. If you can go outside, you know, maybe to Bath or Bristol or something like that, you know, because those considerations are different, they're probably going to be less. So, I mean, you do have some options there if you can travel a little bit and move away from a bigger city, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, based off of some experience and, you know, it's just, I think none of us really know how to put a price on what a client receives, because it's really, truly priceless, when done the best way. So I think all of us are just trying to do what's most, what's fair, what we feel is a fair exchange for the time, the experience, our costs, overhead, in this industry, it's always funny to me because we always have that conversation. Well, it should be free, and it's like, well, yeah, but my landlord isn't into the fifth dimension yet. I still have to pay rent. Yeah. And
right. It's so interesting that you say that too, because every other service on the planet, there's an expectation that there's an exchange of money. So people have, this desire to help people help themselves. Why should it be any different in a way? I mean, I feel like this is like we're all evolving into understanding that, we're in service, but you can be reimbursed for serving too on a planet that charges admission. We do still have to pay our bills, and yeah, they accept love as payment yet. Someday. But yes. I like to talk about Dolores a little bit. And Julia, chime in, but didn't your mom practice for a long time as she was kind of honing in on the creation of QHHT? The lore, the folklore, and I love to hear from you if this is really how it is, that she didn't charge for a long time and that she kind of traveled and she did whatever it took to practice and refine the technique. Is that true?
That is true. But she was in a position also where she was supported, so she didn't have to charge for, it was probably several years while she was practicing and everything. And then she was traveling, I think, up to 50 miles or more, to go to clients' places and, to just do what she had to do for the sessions. That's what she did. And then after a while, I think it was actually them. She always did more, and they had to kind of hit her over the head many times, and they'd say, it's time. They would always tell her, you've got to start charging.
Yeah.
And she would always be later. She'd be like, oh, I just don't know. So they would always.
Yeah. Well, that's
you got to start doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly to me. They, meaning the higher self, and they are relentless. Mm-hmm. And every practitioner goes through this. Well, for what I'm doing, how do you set a fair price? I don't. So, yeah, for me, it was the higher self that did it. And as long as I stick to that, I'm fine. So, it's very malleable field here. That we're in.
I think, Julia, in class, you give a really good example of when the practitioners are ready to start charging. So we hope that they're gathering their information, using that as their payment, so to speak, for the first while. But you said it's, when people are offering free will offerings, when they're paying, what they can or what they feel it's worth. Once you start getting the same amount a couple of times or really close to that same amount several times, they're telling you where you're at.
Right, because that's how I was doing the same thing whenever they were telling me to start charging when I was doing sessions doing chest sessions and everything. And it was like, first you're telling me you start charging, and I'm like, I went through the same thing. I mean, like Diane said, Marilyn, gosh, names. Just like Marilyn said, we all go through it. I went through the same thing, and I'm like, I don't know. It's much more comfortable not to charge anything. It really is. But they are yelling at us, saying you have to start charging. And it's like, okay, then what? And then someone said, well, just ask for a free will offering. And I'm like, okay, that feels good. And so then it was like two or three people in a row gave the same amount. I thought, okay, I get the message. That's my rate. And so that's a wonderful indicator. Then that's how you let the universe guide. And that's how we do everything. And And like I was saying, like, Mom, that's where they kept telling her, you need to start charging. And then they would actually tell her the rate. They just came out and told her. And every time she needed to raise her rates, they would tell her. A lot of times they would just say, you need to raise your rates. Sometimes they would tell her the amount, but usually if they just told her to raise them, that would be enough. But and I think, Marilyn, you have a story on that one too, don't you?
Yeah, where they finally, I got mad during the session because they're breaking in on my client's session and give me advice.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, then you tell me what should I charge, you know? Gave me a range. And so I elected to number and it's been fine ever since then. They haven't broken in on any sessions.
Well, but that's what they'll do. I mean, and that's how they did Mom too. They were always, if you won't listen, that's how they'll give you your messages. they'll come in a session. So.
And sometimes if you like a puzzle, they'll give you a few 12-hour sessions and let you decide for yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
A couple of sessions where the person just doesn't want to, you know, they just, I can't do this, and they get up and they leave. Like, what? Yeah.
So the universe provides.
Yeah.
Sure does. Yeah. And that's probably the biggest thing for, yeah, as practitioners to understand is you will be taken care of. And that's, you know, so just it's trusting. It's a matter of trust. And so that's where that goes. You know, follow the guidance. And that's what I'm saying, that we run the businesses that way. It's all guided, always guided. Everything we do is guided. So. Yeah.
And so that's why it is so different in so many. Like, it would be impossible to set a worldwide cost for something like this, where you know, so many hours and just too much range.
Right. And that's where the closest thing we could do was just to say, okay, the intern, you know, just don't charge to this point. Well, when they first start, you know, just don't charge until they become an intern. Then they can start asking, you know, for a love offering. And then up to this point, then they can start charging. That way, then there's some guidance, because some were charging right as they came out of the class. And we just didn't feel like that was fair. Because you really don't know anything at that point. You're practicing, and that's not fair to charge right off the bat.
The pressure. You're
practicing. Absolutely. So yeah, that was felt like that was, we could do that much.
That's why, you know, on the website, on that page of Find a Practitioner, we created some information there to act as guidelines for clients, you know, things to be watching for and mindful of when you're contacting your practitioner to make sure, you know, things are where they should be. So that's a really good resource for potential clients to be using.
Absolutely. And make sure everybody knows where that is. It's on the Find a Practitioner page. It's at the top there. You'll see a link that goes to another page that it just, like I said, it's guidelines to help you to have a, you know, just a really good experience. It's just what to expect from your session. And it's got questions and answers, and then just a lot of good pieces of like what kind of questions you can ask. I'm trying to think what else is on there. Your tips. How to help yourself.
Great trips, yeah. The no Skype sessions, you know, no Skype or Zoom or whatever technology. It's the one-on-one is always best. And I think, you know, it's kind of, you know, this is a day unlike, you know, any that anybody's had usually. You know, this is, sometimes people are coming into a session with very little knowledge or know-how of metaphysics or spirituality. I mean, this is really, you know, kind of like a free-fall day for a lot of people. And so we're trying our best to not only supply the practitioners with all the tools that they need in order to serve the public in the best way possible, but we want the public to be, you know, prepared to find all their answers and healing within, because you know, there aren't, I don't know. I mean, it's such a refined technique of finding all answers and healing within. And we want everybody to have that, that experience afterwards where they're just, you know, like, wow, I can't believe I did that. You know, I mean, we get to be just the lucky tour guides to take them through this amazing journey through their consciousness. And so, you know, it just helps everybody to be kind of on that page of knowing what to expect.
Right. Yeah, because there are a lot of expectations. From, especially from if they've read any of Mom's books. Benny, if you want to comment on that.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, it's funny, you know, I really try to practice. I'm not judging anybody about a session because, you know, sometimes those ones that have really studied Dolores and read every book, sometimes they've got some expectations that, I'm from Sirius and I know that's where my life's going to be, or, you know, I was a Pharaoh and maybe so, you know, definitely maybe so, but may not be where they need to be guided at that day in order to find what they need to find. But sometimes, you know, I just did a YouTube clip on this of the clients that come in that have no understanding of any of this, you know, somehow they end up in our offices, you know, having sessions. And sometimes they're the easiest ones because
no expectations.
They're just, yeah. They don't even know an expectation to have, you know.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
But you know, when I'm sitting with them, I have to, you know, like, okay, I'm going to have to rework this a little bit because you can't talk about the woo-woo. You know, the high self.
To try and change the words you use to explain.
Yes.
Talk about the same things, but you have to use a different language almost sometimes.
Yes, that's, you know, and I think it's fascinating. I love working with those clients.
Yeah, and there are no expectations. I love it because, yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great. Really, the less expectations, the better for us as well. But
well, you know, and here's why I think that, why we really, really mean that is because we see in every single session, do we not, that when the client allows himself to be relaxed enough to be guided by that part of them that knows everything, that part will always, always take them exactly to the place or the time that they need to see in order to help understand their issues more clearly. And it's just, you know, sometimes it's in the younger part of the current life. Many times it's in other times and places. And, you know, sometimes after listening to their life story and they're going through a life or a time in this, a younger time in this life, you know, as practitioners, we're sitting beside them going, oh, yeah, yeah, I totally get why they're showing them that. And then sometimes, you know, I think we're sitting beside them going, what the heck, you know? But by the end of the session with that great subconscious that knows everything, it will take all those loose strings and go, boop, and everything makes sense. And, I mean, how can every session be that way? It's just so amazing what Dolores helped us to understand by surfing their consciousness this way. But, you know, this gentleman that I worked with recently that didn't have any concept of this went back mostly to the childhood of this life to see really pivotal events that he had forgotten about. Some were, you know, that were happy, some were not. But they totally shaped him and made him understand as a 71-year-old man why his life was this way. But I love this. The SC put one little memory of him being able to be in a pyramid and floating up to the top. And this is like, you know, I don't believe in past lives. I don't, you know, I have this spiritual mumbo jumbo, you know, I just, you know, hogwash, you know, but there he was like floating in the pyramid. And I'm like, how does that feel? And he's like, this is great. And I'm like, no way I'll enjoy this. But when I was talking to the subconscious, you know, I know why, you know, we talked about why it showed him the childhood stuff. I'm like, so why did you show him the pyramid and the floating in the pyramid? And it says, well, we just wanted him to see that, you know, there's a lot more experience out there than what he's giving credit for. And he can go to that anytime he wants to in his mind. And, you know, how perfectly orchestrated, right?
Yeah. We'll just open the door a little bit if you want. Give a peek.
Yeah. You know, and he got exactly what he needed. You know, so that's why we really love for practitioners to offer a session in the way that they were taught to do so. And it makes us cringe a little bit when we hear these adjunct things that are happening, because if you do it right, the way you were taught, then the client has all that opportunity to hit those, you know, one gold mine after another, after another, after another in a session. So that's why we care.
Good point. Yeah.
And, you know, is it because I know people, you know, they have this expectation that they're necessarily going to go to a past life when really, of course, we know there's no such thing as time. Here we go. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with a session where you go to present life scenes, because those are very valuable. There's always, just know that there's always something there for the person. So you could go to a present life scene. Sometimes, you know, you just have an experience in some wonderful place, like floating up at the top of a pyramid, that is, you're never going to have that experience again in this life, you know, probably. You know, and I just enjoy it. And, you know, as the client, just be open to enjoying whatever it is, floating in space. I mean, how cool is that? And how often do you get to do that? And so, and that may be the whole point to that first part of the session. Your higher self wants you to have that unlimited experience. And it's so fun to listen to them try to explain, well, do you feel any definition to the body? Well, no, I'm limitless, you know. To have that experience and try to put it in words, I mean, it's impossible. So sometimes, you know, that is the most important thing. And then your higher self wants to talk, wants to tell you all, answer all your questions and tell you about it. So you never know what is the most, in going into it, what is the most important part of your session. You just have to let it happen.
Right. And that's the big thing, is the directive that's given throughout is that the SC is running the show. And they are from before the client ever even comes in, they know what they are wanting for the client to experience, why they're even bringing them there. And so they know what they want to show them. And so wherever they're going, that's what the SC wants. And that's the directive that's given in the session, is to take them to the most appropriate time and place. So if they don't go to another life or whatever, that wherever they go is where they are supposed to go. Yes. And so that's where we're, you know, it's just trust. Practitioners trusting the client. We want the client to trust as well. Just trust whatever is happening. Just go with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. You can't do it wrong.
Exactly.
I think that's why we are all facilitators and just guides. We aren't creating this. We aren't really directing where the person goes. We don't have a stake in this. We're here to be facilitators. And I think that's where it's easier to stay on track with Dolores's teachings as a practitioner if you understand it's not about you. You're the facilitator, you're the guide. There's absolutely nothing you're doing as a practitioner that's special or different, if you're doing it correctly, than any other practitioner, because It's not about us. And I think that when people too do tend to get off track, it's because they want to make it about them. And then you shift the whole concept of this work. We are just facilitators here. It's not about our ego needs. It's not about making a stake in the world for a special technique. We're lucky that we get to practice what Dolores created. So I'm happy to let my ego needs go and just do it like she told me to do it, you know, because you can't get any better than that, you know? So I think there's this point here about, like, we're nobody special. We're all special, but we don't need to tweak anything. We don't need to change anything. Dolores really refined everything for us so she could just hand it to us and we could receive it nice and neat and tidy. It still works exactly like it did for her when we do it like she did it. So I just want to emphasize that. It's not about the practitioner. There's nothing special about us. If we do it like Dolores told us, we get the same results she got, and it's really not about individual highlighting. It's about doing it as closely as we can to the way your mom did it, you know? Anyway,
I think that's a wonderful point, and we are actually at time, so I think that's a wonderful place to end it. But real quick, I would like each of you to just very quickly tell people how they can contact you if they would like to. So Diane, you're on the screen right now, so if you want to tell, we'll start with you. Just how can people find you?
Yep. I mean, I have a Gmail email account. You can send me questions. It's kingworkssalon, all one word, at gmail.com. Or, and this is silly, but my website is, oh my gosh, www.healingworks-salon.com.
Okay, Marilyn?
Well, you can contact me through qhhtofficial.com or dolorescannon.com. I can give you my email address, but it's really long. It's bodysoulapotheca@aol.com. So it's just easier to contact me through the website, really.
Okay. And Suzanne?
My website is my name, SuzanneSpoonerQHHT.com, and you can email me through there. That works really, really well.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you, ladies, and it's been wonderful. And I hope
thank you, Julia.
Thank you all. And thank you, everyone. And I hope this has been good to help clarify some things about QHHT and to help you to go out and have the most wonderful, wonderful session that you could possibly have. That's, you know, go have a wonderful journey. That's what it's all about. Mm. So anyway.
Wonderful adventure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, these are wonderful adventures. So yeah. Anyway, till next time. Yeah. I love you all. I love you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.